Independent musicians in Michigan are up against a challenging music landscape. I'm Mercedes Mejia with Stateside from Michigan Radio. Despite the challenges that come with producing, recording, releasing, and touring, one music label is cultivating a community of artists helping each other succeed. If you follow Michigan music, you've heard of Seth Bernard. He is the founder of Earthwork Music and lives in Traverse City. Chris Good is a longtime singer-songwriter based in Ann Arbor. He's also an organic farmer, and they both join me now. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mercedes.
Both of you are celebrating the release of new albums, both under the Earthwork Music label. So let's start there. Seth, what makes Earthwork stand out in terms of what you're able to accomplish?
Well, we're very fortunate here in Michigan to have inherited a very collaborative and cooperative music culture that came to us through our elders. And all of us are using music as a way to build community, to empower youth, and to uplift good work that's already happening here. So watershed protection, you know, small farms, people working on social justice and ecological responsibility. Those are the types of things that we see ourselves connected by even more than style. But we're also very interested in fun, creative collaborations that build community and really help locally embed our communities with more resilience and more togetherness.
And it's amazing what you all are able to accomplish together. Chris, your newest collaboration with Earthwork is an album titled Friends with the Weather. Tell us more about this collaboration and what it means to you.
So this new project, Friends with the Weather, is a really exciting project that's been kind of years in the making. The idea, the seed was planted years ago in my mind, and then once I moved to Michigan and fell in love with Seth's work and the Earthwork community, we had schemed for years to do a project together. And my longtime songwriting partner, Seth Hendricks, and I had been working on a batch of tunes for a while and felt like a new project was in order. And brought in a lot of our incredible collaborators here in Michigan, the Ann Arbor community, Brennan Andes, Julian Allen, so many wonderful people who are lending their gifts to this project.
All right, let's take a listen to the song Light Awakes off the album Friends with the Weather.
As evening falls, the spirits speak in the rustling of the autumn leaves. The shadows lengthen and the light grows dim. But the spark remains in the space within. All roads ahead leave some behind, and memories the cold can hide.
This song kind of speaks to the heart and soul of this project. I think this album and the project more broadly really are exploring ways to lift up and find the light within the darkness. I think there's no question that these are dark days, and within hours, days following the news, you see hate and sexism and homophobia and racism, all these incredible actions being done that are really, really troubling, and finding our way as artists in those times to kind of speak to our times.
So follow where the light awaits, and out of the darkness you will find your way.
There are moments where our art finds deeper resonance beyond even our understanding sometimes with the way that the news and current events unfold. So I think for us as songwriters, the process, the inspiration comes from many different places. Almost all the songs on the record are co-written. But our hope as artists is that they land and are tools for people to find some hope, some courage, some inspiration in their own lives. Another kind of underlying thread to the project is all three. I mentioned Seth Hendricks earlier. David Hupp is the other third kind of key member to the project. All three of us are dads, and I think that's a strong kind of grounding for a lot of the music, a lot of the themes that we're working with.
It seems like every day is an up and fly, a choice between bullies and living a lie. But these crisp fists don't protect me from the lonely nights. That's when I hear you say, oh my love, it's gonna get better. It's gonna get better if I have anything to say about it. This work can be.
It Gets Better is a song that's kind of rooted in a lot of the work that we've done with youth, young people over the years. Has some inspiration in the It Gets Better project that Dan Savage originated. It's kind of a song of encouragement, a song of solidarity, a song of being an ally, being there for those people who are going through hard times, experiencing discrimination, experiencing loneliness, that we're going to be there and we're going to do everything within our power to make things better.
I'm talking with Chris Good and Seth Bernard, Michigan-based musicians, both out with new music. Seth, your new album, Eggtones Blues, is part of what you call a socially conscious multi-album project. And there's so much packed in to these songs. It kind of continues with your introspective, socially charged music that you are known for, in a way. Tell us more about the inspiration for this album.
Yeah, thanks. So I wanted to kind of get creative. You mentioned the changing landscape as far as releasing music and promoting and performing music goes. And so I thought that it would be fun to start a series and to release albums and singles and videos. I'm doing some blogs, partnering with a different nonprofit or locally planted business with each track in a blog series. So putting this music out there has kind of become an adventure. And within it, there are some traditional full-length albums. The first one was called Eggtones for Peace. As the arduous election cycle wore on and, public trust in our political processes waned, I decided that it was more of a blues time for us if I'm going to serve the people with my music. So,
well, let's take a listen to the first track. It's called 21st Century Blues.
Our job now is resistance to the fossil fuel industry and to the politicians that they've been able to purchase.
This song, you know, it's in a minor key and it has a repetitive form, like many blues songs do, but it has a lot of samples. At the beginning, you'll hear sampling of people texting and like posting on Facebook, interspersed with a sample of an old record being played, and then Bill McKibben's voice comes on. I've had the honor of becoming friends with Bill McKibben, who's one of the leaders of the climate change movement and the environmental movement, and he's sacrificed his own professional career to be on the front lines of this movement, which has largely been youth-led. So it's kind of a rock and roll motif. There's an ominous quality to it. There's a groovy quality to it. And it's really a call to action for us to identify the problems and then get to work and to start locally, which is completely doable for all of us right now. But we also hear in these other songs some other themes. Gorno's Waltz is a traditional acoustic fiddle tune, and it was written for a friend of mine who was a wonderful dance caller and multi-instrumentalist from northern Michigan who passed away, and I got to spend time with him toward the end of his life. You know, the last song is just kind of a breezy, jazzy instrumental with some really wonderful words over top of it, but the common thread is sort of what it's communicating more than the style.
Seth Bernard and Friends with the Weather will be performing in Chelsea, Grand Rapids, and Kalamazoo this weekend. Three double album release shows. Details are at michiganradio.org. Seth and Chris, thanks so much for coming in.
A real honor to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mercedes. Keep up the good work.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.
Ain't no light like the light that shines from the darkness. No hope like the hope that sparks from despair. Ain't no flower like the flower that blooms in the desert. Ain't no love like the love that conquers fear. Ain't no song like the song that sings from the silence. Ain't no dance like the dance that awakens the soul. Ain't no rain like the rain that quenches the thirsty. Ain't no sun like the sun that bursts through the storm. So rock me, roll me, as the days and hours go by, together side by side, and let me rock you, roll you. We're gonna make it through the night, so morning's coming on the other side.